Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Kendani Campbell Moss, and this is Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News Smart Talk. Okay, we have a very fun filled show this morning. We are talking first with the University of the West Indies Open Campus, Bahamas. Yes, now I'm very proud to say that because I am also an
Tell me what I is.
Yes. Having received my MBA from this esteemed facility, this institution of education, we want to come talk to you this morning about the fifth annual 5K Fun Run Push Walk South Out. It's a five route, the race 30 a.m. The registration is $35. It includes a race t-shirt. We have free health checks on site. South House. South is going to be chicken, sheep, tongue, turkey, pig feet. There's plenty of things we have to eat.
Yes, we aim to cater and to please everyone.
Any yellow grits for this? I have to bring my own yellow grits and extra pepper.
Well, bring your own yellow grits, but we get that pepper on lock.
I appreciate you now. This is what has caught my eye. Live Junk Canoe Rush, powered by Elite Culture. Bring your whistles and join the fun. I like the junk canoe part. I love peace. When yes. That before or after?
No, that's after. That's how we end up and wrap up our celebration.
Because you can't have anything without the best cultural celebration in the world.
I agree.
Thank you very much. So introduce yourself for me, please. Let my listening audience know exactly who you are from the University of the West Indies, Bahamas.
Yes. Well, good morning, Bahamas. My name is Bridget Cooper. I am privileged to serve as the country head for the UW of the West Indies Open Campus. And it's also my privilege to be able to share with you this morning some of the grids that we have embarked on at the site. And one of them in particularly, I'm here to speak about our high school summer program. And it caters specifically to senior high school students in grades 10, 11, and 12. Last year, we were approached by an institution, C.R. Walker, to assist their students in their vocational areas, in particular cosmetology. And so we created and crafted a pilot program in entrepreneurship and small business management. For our pilot, we enrolled 27 students, and they learned all about how to open up their own businesses, how to license, how to brand, how to market. And these students were very excited, and our success rate was really high. And so coming out of that pilot, we have something that we want to offer to all of the nation's senior high school students. The opportunity is one that we encourage everyone in senior high school to take advantage of.
But tell me something. How do you get it into the schools? What is the process? How do they get involved? Happen?
Well, first of all, our registration opens on May the 2nd.
Okay.
Also, for this fun run walk, this is also an introduction for registration. Okay. So we encourage all of the students, all of their parents, and everyone, senior high school, to come out and register at the event. This is a summer program.
Okay.
And so the summer program starts on July on June the 27th.
Okay.
It's all online. That's what Open Campus means. We are the University of the West Indies Open Online University.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when we speak about those of you under the sound of my voice, I don't want y'all to think that there's some fly-by-night Johnny-come-lately situation. We had theses and dissertations that we had to we had to write them, and we had to make sure that they were certified. And me, small specifically, my paper was published by the university. So I publish, I big time because of
understood.
Y'all.
That's right.
I appreciate y'all. You know,
you're an author.
Hello.
Okay.
Now, when I thought about matriculation at UWI, and when I think about how prestigious you are and how your name carries so much weight, your just the name alone, it's such a huge threshold of understanding. When you speak to these young people, are you trying to make sure that they understand that education is key and you can get this education home?
Absolutely. No longer do you have to travel abroad. And yes, when you speak of UWI, you're weighty when you say, I have something from UWI.
Mm-hmm.
So these high school students, and particularly those ones in the vocational studies,
yes.
Chances are, in their particular discipline, there is no national examination.
Oh.
BGCSE, for example, cosmetology, there's no national examination for cosmetology. And there are similar, that does not carry academic credential that says after 3 years of concentrated study, I have this particular academic achievement in this area.
Okay.
And so we are unable to give them that credential at UWI. But what we can do is we can vocational study and turn that into a business.
Gold.
Yes, you
and,
see.
And you see, this conversation is going to piggyback into my next guest, Mr. Ahmad Thompson, who is a master at human resources. I mean, you don't get any better and more professional than Mr. Ahmad Thompson. But Mr.
Yes.
Thompson, give us the tools to land the job. We have the educational fortitude, but we also need the exact tools to land the job. Because sometimes you have it, you know. But
yeah.
you may need a little extra oomph. And Ahmad is here. He's going to close out our series in human resources and development and attraction. We're going to get to you, Mr. Thompson. Now, Miss UWI, talk, push, souse, sheep, chicken, turkey, and pig feet, and I can bring the yellow grits. I can be nice. And,
yes.
It can be, it can be soft. It ain't gonna be lumpy. But tell me some more about the Fun Run Walk, please.
Yes. We are calling out and making an appeal to all of our graduates and anyone affiliated with UWI. UWI in the Caribbean is a big thing.
Big deals out here.
Big thing in the Caribbean countries. And so I am even making an appeal to all of the Caribbean associations.
Yes.
Who knows about UWI, who would have trained under UWI. And in some of those countries, UWI is the only tertiary level institution
definitely,
where they are.
Definitely.
And so I'm appealing to them to come and be a part of this event. We are raising funds. SimPilot, we realize that even though the cost of the programming is $150, you can't get education nowhere cheaper in the region nowhere
than
at UWI and accredited.
Of course.
Okay?
Yes.
And so even though we said that was a nominal fee, it is a nominal fee, we found that students could not afford it. And at UWI, we are not about exclusion. We're about inclusion. We're about giving opportunities to young people because we're really here to help and help and grow our nation,
of
national
course.
Development. That's one of the thrusts. We are here to support governments throughout the region in strengthening their capacity in country.
Okay.
And so we're not saying no to anybody who comes to this program. So we decided that we will help. Okay? Last year, we went to a few persons, friends of UWI. We said, listen, we have this student man who really needs this program, who wants to be a part of this program. Help them out. And we had persons who came on board out of their pockets and they just gave freely and made it possible for those students to be a part of this program. And so we figure we'll give everybody an opportunity to help a child.
Right.
And we want to give every child an opportunity to be a part of this program, right? This year, we have added another program. We have added healthcare management. And this particular program focuses on young people who want to be in the healthcare industry.
Okay.
But they don't want to be a doctor.
That's a technician or
a
lab assistant. Okay.
Right down to the data collection, the receptionists and the phlebotomists and all of that.
Okay.
We want to target them.
Coders and things of that nature.
Coders and all of those, yes. So we have this program that introduced these kinds of skills to these young people.
Okay.
That is also going to be a part of the offering this summer, along with the continuation of the entrepreneurship and small business management program.
Okay.
So students in grade 10, we allow them to take one course. Students in grade 12 and 11, they can take up to two courses, you see, because entrepreneurship is a three-course program. If they take one course and they are successful, then they get a certificate in that one particular course. But if they complete the three course, they get the certificate in the program.
And I think that it's extremely important because you're starting it in high school. You're not waiting until they have already matriculated out of the system to say, oh, we can do this for you in terms of your vocational skills. So you're starting now. This is what we need. This is very progressive. Mm-hmm. You sure y'all in the Bahamas? Because you're a little slow. Because I'm still trying to figure out why all this traffic on the road when the zoning is absolutely horrible. And you think about the actuality of COVID happening, mm-hmm. and people are still going to work 9 to 5. People, we're still not alternating the times of us getting children to school, the stresses for the children and for you. You still going at 8:30? We still work until all day?
Listen, COVID taught us some lessons. And I'm very careful how I say this, right? COVID was a good experience, but it was traumatic for many.
Yes.
But I looked at the lessons and the things that we have adjusted that made our lives better because of COVID. And for us to just go right back to where it was, it said we really didn't learn anything much, right?
We didn't. I mean, we were regressing as opposed to progressing.
So listen, at 9 o'clock, you drive the streets, it's dead. People are home. People are home with families.
Family.
For the most part.
Yes.
And so my husband and I, we had to take a trip out last night at about 9:30, and the road was just so empty. And we were like, wow, we haven't been out the house this late for quite some time.
I wouldn't show. I would not show. We are going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with the University of the West Indies Open Campus Bahamas. We're talking about the 5K run, walk, push, and salsa. We have plenty different salsas. We have chicken, sheep tongue, turkey, pig feet. The donation is $15. The 5K registration is $35. That includes a t-shirt. So for us who little slim, because I need an extra small, I could get my shirt tied to the front and walk and play cute. I
don't
have to rush.
You got that extra small, though. You don't have to tie up. Unless you want to tie up.
I need a medium. We also have a live rush out junk canoe is in the building.
Boom.
It's going to be fantastic. And you notice I didn't call no particular group.
I understand junk canoe.
Yeah, I said junk canoe. Okay, yeah. Rush out. Yeah. We will be back Saturday, April 30th, the Fun Run Push and South University of the West Indies. We will be back after this quick commercial break.
Miami is waiting for you, and Island Pay wants to take you there. Yes, you heard that correctly. Island Pay is giving away 5 priceless trips to Miami for 2 people just for using your MasterCard prepaid card. Every $30 you spend gets you a chance to win, whether it's on groceries, gas, diapers, clothes, gifts, online, and others. It's all counting and getting you closer to an unforgettable experience in Miami. Don't have an Island Pay MasterCard yet? No problem. Get yours today. And Island Pay will give you $15 back. Island Pay, a better way to pay, a better way to win. Promotion running March 21st to May 18th, 2022. Conditions apply. Visit islandpay.com to learn more.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Good
Valley. That's the Valley Boys, eh? Oh, that sounds like a real group. That's the Saxons, eh? That sounds like the road is mine. That's the road is ours. And it is indeed ours. Thank you very kindly. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kendini Campbell-Moss. I'm here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk all day. And as we bring this particular segment to a close, we will close out with the final words from University of the West Indies, Open Campus, Bahamas. We're talking about we are going to close out with your comments, and we want everyone that is an alum to please come, participate, spend this money so that we can get a student that is in high school on board, that we can get this vocationary skill going. Not everybody is going to be doctor, lawyer, India chief, but if we have entrepreneurs, we can do more than sell sun, sand, and sea. And I just want to make sure that we understand very clearly, the most important part of this is to help somebody else. And yeah. Then the second part is that John Kunu could be there. That's the most important.
That's the most piece. Yes.
So go ahead. You have the final word in this segment.
Okay, great. Thank you. I just want to say the race starts at 6:30. We want you there at 6 o'clock, though, so we can make sure that all of your numbers and everything is set. We also want you to know that we're going to be giving awards as well for the first, second, and third place finishers in all of the categories. And we need to tell you exactly where we are located. Now, if anybody knows where the Ramfli Home for Children is, if you don't know where the Ramfli Home for Children is, then you must know where the Dundas Center is on Mackey Street. We are right across the road from those two organizations. Now, you cannot enter from Mackey Street. You must enter from Madera. So you will pass those, come to the red light where the gas station is, Best Buy, Oriental Cleaners, and you will take the first corner on the left. Trust me, as soon as you bank that first corner on the left, you will definitely see UWI. It's a beautifully colored, bright yellow building with orange. Live. It lightens up the area. So we are right there. Also, I want to give you the telephone contact. So if any of you have any additional information you want to find out, you can call us at 323-6593. That's 323-6593. Or you can call us on our mobile number or send us a WhatsApp message at 456-6687. 456-6687. If you want to go online and register, and well, not if, I encourage you to go online and register to be a part of the event. Our website, UWI Open Campus Bahamas. Just Google it. UWI Open Campus, you must put Bahamas. You go to our webpage. You can also explore the high school programs under our programs tab. Or to register, you can go under site news, and register to be a part of this initiative. If you don't want to run, walk, push, skate, roll, whatever it is, cycle, if you don't want to do any of those things, then just come and hang with us and participate by purchasing a souse, okay? It's going to be delicious, as always. And I just want to encourage you, please, help a young adult. We complain all the time about what we see happening on the street. Let's give these young people, who probably will not graduate from senior high school with a BGCSE in their particular area, but we can help to have them graduate from high school with a professional credential in entrepreneurship and small business management or healthcare management. This is the gateway for their future as we push ahead in developing this country and making sure that our young people are the best that they can be and they are positive contributors to society.
Thank you so very much. And I just want to make sure that we understand very fully that we want everybody under the sound of our voice to please come out. If each one can help one, we've reached a million people. It's reciprocal. So come on out Saturday, April 30th. Fun run, push, souse out, walk, get there, drag there however you can. Jonkun was at the end. It's a 5K route, $35 for your t-shirt, for your registration. Come on out, University of the West Indies, Open Bahamas Campus. So thank you very much, UWI.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure. Absolutely, my pleasure.
You see how well I orate? I mean, you think y'all taught me that?
You learned something.
Thanks!
We will go directly into our segment with Mr. Ahmad Thompson right now. Mr. Thompson, good morning and thank you for being here with us.
Good morning, Kandanik. It's a pleasure to be with you and your audience once again. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, listen, when I sent out the flyer on yesterday evening, and I sent it to you maybe about 10 o'clock at night,
yes.
I had 11 different messages come in. Kenny, we are so excited that Mr. Thompson, when they call you Mari or Ahmad, they were so excited that you were coming back, and yes, they want to talk about the tools to land the job. Mm-hmm. We spoke about originally in the series the matriculation process, mm-hmm. How to get the interview, what happens when people are looking or employers are looking for the actual talent, mm-hmm. that they should look for the talent that they're expecting,
yes.
and not what is only current. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk to my listening audience about what are the possibilities for the tools. Give us the tools, Mr. Thompson, to land this big contract, to land this job without having love of family and friends.
Yes.
Like real talent, work,
mm-hmm.
craftsmanship.
Yes.
Talk to us.
You know, Kenny, the first thing I want to say to people is that you have to envision yourself in this job. A lot of us as people hinder ourselves by the thoughts we think and then the words we speak. This is not typical of an HR professional. I am a child of God first. And he has told me in his word that I am able to do anything through him. And if people believe first that they can actually accomplish this thing, it will be accomplished. Aside from having the belief and speaking it into existence, you have to do a few things to actually get someone to see your value. And that first thing is to actually prepare for the interview. I have interviewed hundreds, probably thousands of people at this point in my life, Kenny, and it always amazes me how many people are actually unprepared. It feels as though they were surprised by the interview. You welcome them in, you invite them in, you give them advance notice in most cases, because some of us HR people are bad at that. My HR colleagues in the space, let's get it together. But some of us, we give people advance notice. I would like to see you, John Brown, at 3 p.m. on Friday, June 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
John Brown is fully aware of where he should be, what time he should be there, what he's coming to interview for. But John Brown still shows up to the meeting totally unprepared. He looks unprepared, he sounds unprepared, and you can tell that he is not prepared for this work. He desperately needs the work, but he's not prepared himself for the work. So what does preparing for the job, for the interview actually mean? If you are calling from Astute Talent Management for an interview, and I've called you to say, Kenny, please come and see us on Tuesday to be our PR and marketing specialist. We want to interview you for that particular role. You should take every single ounce of time you have to look up Astute Talent Management. Try to understand what the company's core values are, what this company stands for, what involvement do they have in the community. Understand and research the actual company. Who is the CEO? Who are the people that are involved in this company? Researching the company is more also than Googling it. I encourage my clients all the time to drive to the place. If your meeting is on Thursday, take Tuesday afternoon and drive to that or that place, or catch the bus or whatever your means of
transportation
might be. If you're catching a ride, ask your ride from Tuesday. You want to do a dress rehearsal. Right? Please, I live in JFK. My meeting is in Life of Key. I need you to drive me out there so we can find this place. I can circle around the building. I can find where I'm supposed to park. And I can be 100% ready for this interview. Another thing I want to say about preparing for the interview or being ready for it is understanding what this job is that you applied for. Many people need a job and they just come in and say, oh, I want work. But when you get this job or when you get this opportunity to interview for this job, you realize, wait a minute, I don't know what it means to do this, and how you spell that, and what does part mean? We aren't preparing ourselves aptly for these roles, and then when we don't get them, we blame the organizations that we're trying to apply to. I'm going to pause there for a second because I think I've said a lot, and I want people to take it in. The first thing I said was to believe that you can actually get this job. Say that you can get it and act like you have it. The second thing is prepare. Actually research these organizations. Look at what the job is asking you to do. Speak to what you can do in terms of skill and ability and knowledge. We call it KSAs in our space. Knowledge, skills, and abilities. What specific things do you have that can add value to this organization? You must prepare yourself by understanding who they are, what they stand for, and how they align with you. Values are important in an organization, and oftentimes people just see a means to a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see a possibility to actually thrive in an organization. And I want us to start to think about, outside of what I can do to make money, what can I do to sustain my life? What can I do to make myself a better version of myself by joining your organization and having people see the value that I can bring? I'll pause there.
We will go on a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Mr. Ahmad Thompson. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
The city of Miami is waiting for you, and Island Pay wants to take you there. Yes, you heard that correctly. Island Pay is giving away 5 priceless trips to Miami for 2 people just for using your MasterCard prepaid card. Every $30 you spend gets you a chance to win. Whether it's on groceries, gas, diapers, clothes, gifts, online, and others, it's all counting and getting you closer to an unforgettable experience in Miami. Don't have an Island Pay MasterCard yet? No problem. Get yours today. And Island Pay will give you $15 back. Island Pay, a better way to pay, a better way to win. Promotion running March 21st to May 18th, 2022. Conditions apply. Visit islandpay.com to learn more.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. We're here with Mr. Ahmad Thompson. The telephone lines are 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259. The text lines are powered by BTC 422-4796. If you're able to watch us or listen to us on television, Cable Bahamas, we're on 969 or BTC Flow channels at 612. For my mother that's at home listening, good afternoon, mommy. I will be on time to pick up an eye. You don't have to keep calling me asking me if I can pick up an eye on time. Yes, I will.
Indeed.
Because she ain't wondering if I eat nothing all day or if I had a cup of hot tea.
Right.
Pick up an eye on time, Kenra.
Don't be late.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She'll be picked up on time, mommy. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk some more, Ahmad, about the tools to land the job. Mm-hmm. We have a few taxes that are here already. Mm-hmm. Mr. Thompson, thank you for coming back. Casey, great person. I want you to find out from Mr. Thompson what happens when you've done all you can to land the job and you turn around and they hire somebody who is ill-equipped and is a complete clown.
Okay, so that question is coming from a personal space, one, you could tell, right? But I want to share my experience. In 2017, I went on 5 job interviews, and every single one of those interviews felt like the job is mine. Mm-hmm. I left, and I came home to my parents, and I said, Mommy and Daddy, be looking at that job, belonged to Ahmad. Mm-hmm. But I said, yes, I like it, I know. And then you get the call, I'm so sorry we were able to find someone that was better suited or more skilled. It matured me very, very quickly. It made me realize that not everything you want is for you. Now, lady or gentleman that sent that text through, that is not what you want to hear this morning. I realize that. But you must know that what God has for you is unable to miss you. Some of these opportunities that we are looking for are not the ones for us. They don't align to us spiritually. They won't help us to progress in our professional capacities. They will not serve us well as employees when we are in that employee space. And so I want to encourage you not to be defeated. Know that what is yours will come, and you must continue to press forward. Keep your head up and continue to develop your skills to be ready for when the job that is yours does come in front of you. Be prepared so that you don't miss it.
This is another text that's coming in. Hello, I'm interested in my niece attending the high school summer program, but it appears that it's not accepting anymore. Are they still full? Sir, I will give this number to UWI because she is still here, and I will get that information. I'm a UWI graduate, 2000, as well as a Bachelor of Science in Hotel Management, one of the few Bahamian students who was in the program, texting from North Carolina. Thank you, UWI. You have made me a credible. At first, I thought that I could not do anything in this life, but UWI gave me a sense of accomplishment. All right, let me give you this information right here. You can take that and screenshot that for yourself so that you can call that student back because they need some information. Mr. Thompson, give us some more tools that are very helpful, just like the one that you spoke about, driving to the actual location. Mm-hmm. What are some questions that people normally ask when you go on the interview? Like, what are your weaknesses? Mm-hmm. What are your strengths? Mm-hmm. Give us that type of thing, Mr. Thompson.
Sure. The first question that everybody has to be able to answer is, tell me about yourself. It is the most often asked question in an interview, and the one question that many, many people, I dare to say millions of people, always fumble the ball on. Family, you are you. There's nobody on earth that can tell me more about you than yourself. Now, the trouble is that we ramble on with this question. Oh, my name is Ahmad Rashad Thompson, and I have 17 sisters and brothers, and I have 4 dogs, and I went to UB, I went to UB, I went to this. Mom, sir, stop. Stop. I want to introduce you to what I call the art model. You will tell that it's named after Ahmad Rashad Thompson. This is copywritten, Kenny. You can't heap this, okay?
Okay.
Is an acronym, of course. It's the art model. The first thing is articulate. You want to be able to speak clearly and coherently, which means you would have had to rehearse or at least practice what you want to say to the interviewer, okay? You don't want to seem like somebody that's rambling and has no control over what they want to express in this moment. The second thing is be real. So the R is for reality. Honesty is indeed the best policy. You do not want to say something that you can't either back up or verify through either experience or through referencing. And the third thing is T. You want to tell a story. I am a storyteller, and I believe that people engage you more when you invite them into your space. And this interviewer wants to know more about you for a reason. They want to understand how your skills, your knowledge, and your abilities tie in and can contribute to the success of their organization. So I get the answer all the time. How do I actually answer the question? Now, give me an example. So Kenny, ask me. Tell me about yourself.
I am Kenny.
No, you tell me.
I have 10 brothers and sisters.
You ask me to tell me about yourself.
Tell me about yourself.
My name is Ahmad Thompson, and I am a talent management expert in the Bahamas and internationally, actually. I've spent the last decade working in organizations, helping them to strategize and to align their employee base to understand how to find value in their employees. I believe that education is important, and so you would have seen on my resume that I would have spent the last 3 years attaining certifications to empower myself and to prepare myself for the next level. I believe in advancement in an organization, and I really feel that I'm able to add true value to the organization.
That is how I answer the question.
Indeed. You did not mention anything about how old you are, how much dog you have, how much school you've been to. Every single line on your resume, nobody needs to know that. I already have the resume.
Mm-hmm.
I can see what you did or did not do. I want you to tell me in this moment, how can you contribute to the success of my organization? What have you done in the past? So you want to speak to who you are, yes, as a person, philosophically. What do you believe in? What are you good at? Right? You want to also understand, have this person understand how what you have ties back to what you saw in the job description or job posting. Mm-hmm. So which means I started with the point of being prepared. Family, look at the posting that you saw. When the Grammy sent you the ad on your WhatsApp, look at it, read it. What are they asking you to do? If this is as simple as a customer service representative, what specific characteristics are they looking for? You speak to that. If they say they're looking for somebody that's jovial and kind and results-oriented, you speak about the fact that as a cashier at Super Value when I was 19 years old, I led the cashier service board or whatever it was. I was the person that they would use to create schedules at work. I was the person they would use to ensure that everybody's tally sheet was balanced at the end of every shift. you want to speak to, but you have done, that can show this person what you can do. A lot of people go into interviews totally unprepared and totally uncertain of what they can actually do in these organizations. But if you start by following the ART model, be articulate, practice it, look in the mirror, record yourself on your voice on your phone. You can do everything else on this phone. Put a voice on in your family group. You all had a sound. How I sound this morning?
Right.
Articulate, real. Speak the truth. As an interviewer, I can tell you when I see foolishness from a mile away. I can smell it. I can taste it. I can feel it. Speak your truth and be honest about that. Lastly, you want to tell a story. Take me on a journey. So you don't have to go back as far as primary school. Mom.
Not embryonic either.
So when you were in the womb, nobody knew you but Christ. And he is indeed God for a reason. I don't need to know what you did when you were 3 years old or the science project you were involved in fourth grade. No, mom.
No one cares.
No, sir. Today, what can you do today that's going to contribute to the success of my organization today?
Today.
Take me to my next level tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Does that make sense?
It does. I have a question for you, Mr. Thompson.
Yes.
Question for Mr. Thompson. A job interview is always stressful. You feel you have one shot and the anxiety builds. You said prepare, but sometimes that doesn't work. How do you deal with the fear of this interview?
The first thing I want to say to this person is that you have to understand what are you afraid of. I got to go back to my spiritual root now because God ain't make fear. Fears are the enemy. Mm-hmm. You have to know that you can. You have to tell yourself every day, I am able, I can, I will. That's right. The first, honestly, seriously, that may sound cliche, but please, ladies and gentlemen, speak truth to yourself. Speak life to your circumstances. We have been conditioned to say things that are contrary to what we know to be true of what God said about me. You can't tell me nothing because God told me already. So, miss, all the best to you and your close-minded opinion of Ahmad. I pray for you and I bless God. But I have to do what God told me to do. First thing. Second thing, when you understand what it is that's causing you to get anxious or to become, to develop anxiety about the interview, focus on that thing for a moment. What I mean by that is, if you realize that it's the question that the person is asking you, it's your being afraid of what to say and how you're going to sound. If it is that you feel like, I don't even know if I can get this job, take your time. As the interviewee, you are also interviewing the person interviewing you. And that's a little bit of psychology there, because listen to me. I don't want to work for an organization that I feel is culturally misaligned to me. I don't want to work where I feel like I can be getting raggy and talk too funny all day. I don't want that. So as you're interviewing me, I want to interview you as well. So what that means is, Kenny asked me a question. Ahmad, tell me about the work you did at SU Talent Management. Sure. I did so and so. I did A, B, and C. I did C, D, and E. Wonderful. Now, you said you talked about conflict resolution. Tell me about a time when you had an issue at work with somebody. Okay, there's a question. In my head, I'm thinking to myself, there's a question that I didn't know how to answer last night. Pause. Now, when you pause, you can't freeze.
Right.
I'm saying to you, pause. On the moment. Breathe in.
And breathe out.
Breathe out. Kenzanik, what I understand you to ask me was, tell me about a time when I was involved in a conflict. Yes, Amanda, that's exactly what I want to hear from you. Okay, I can think of a time when I was involved with another coworker and he was being very belligerent at work. And he was telling me all about things that I shouldn't be hearing about at work. And I tried to understand what was his issue. So I took it from a perspective of blah, blah, blah. Take control of the interview. You have been invited into a space, but make that space yours.
Own it.
Own it.
Okay.
Pause. Reflect, repeat if you need to. Paraphrase the person's question to you and then give an answer. And don't be afraid to say, you know what, Ms. Moss? I want to take a moment to think about that for a second. Is that okay with you? That person sees you as somebody that's reflective and also communicative. You know how to express yourself in a moment of difficulty. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Good.
Now, what happens, Mr. Thompson, when you have a situation where you feel like you've overcompensated on an interview.
Yeah.
Like recently, I would have done an interview mm-hmm. and I prepared a 7-page slide presentation on the etiquette for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And the company says to you, like, we just can't afford
I can't afford this.
We can't afford you.
Ma'am, but this is a consulting opportunity here. I can't pay this. Listen, I always tell people, look at the job that you're applying for, mm-hmm. right? Some jobs don't require all of your skill. But what you want to do is to show the person that's interviewing you what skills you do have and what value you can bring to the organization. You are a PR and marketing specialist, Kenzanik. That's your profession.
Indeed.
Right? So somebody expects for a PR role that you may walk with a presentation that's going to show me more about what you can do from a design perspective. A person walking into a role to be a customer service representative is not expected to come up with a presentation to show them, to show the interviewer. But if you can speak to your presentation design skills, why not? You don't want to come across, this is a funny line here, you don't want to come across as somebody that's so overqualified that I can't even engage you for conversation. Mm. You don't want to shut the person down by thinking, you know what, this is at least 80 grand in salary, miss, I only have 40 grand to spend, all the best. You don't want to be disqualified from the conversation because you seem too qualified. Do not water down your qualifications. That's not what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying is match your skill set and your qualifications to the job that you are applying for. You can't come with a director of marketing strategy approach for a marketing coordinator role. That does not make sense.
What if you only want to get your foot in the door?
That is lovely.
But you also said don't just apply for something as a means to an end.
No.
What happens then when you know that you are 8-figure category, but you need to get in?
That's why I talk about controlling the interview. Mrs. Johnson, you've invited me here today to talk about the marketing coordinator position. I'm so excited about that role. I want to know, as our conversation goes on, would you be able to share with me what growth opportunities there may exist for someone like me? For someone who is a little bit more advanced than the coordinator role, but loves your company, what you stand for, and really wants to be a part of your family here. I love your core values. I love that you do things in the community. I love that you're giving back to the community. And I really want to be a part of an organization like this. But I do need to understand at this juncture, what development opportunities are there for someone like me? If I spend the next 3 to 4 years of my life here, where can I grow? How can I grow? Where is there value that I can lend in other parts of the organization? If you realize in that moment, Ms. Moss, we only really need a marketing coordinator today. We already have a director and an assistant director. Then you can tell right then and there, this may not be the growth opportunity you want. It may be the opportunity you want to pay your bills today. But if your focus is growth and development, this is not the organization for you. And you can't get upset. I would encourage you not to get upset when the person only offers you the $30,000 a year at the marketing coordinator level. They've expressed to you that you don't have what you're looking for, they can't provide right now. And so if you make the decision to take that job on, please don't go on a people job with your mouth hang and looking bad, because that's not what you agreed to when you signed that job offer. They expressed to you what was possible and what wasn't. And if you still feel like, you know what, I could grow, I could develop here, then by all means, take the step and get your feet in that door. But if you see this as a dead end, for Lord's sake, don't put yourself in danger. Because then you're going to go to work and you can't produce your best work because you're already upset that they don't want to make you what you want to be. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. This message is for you, Mr. Thompson. Mm-hmm. Bing. Powerful. This man is anointed.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey. This is that. Thank you, Lord.
But I feel in my spirit you are Roman Catholic.
Hey.
I feel like.
I am.
Are you?
I am.
He was a good man.
I attend the illustrious, the prestigious. This is my daddy calls it the basilica. Because, you know, we have the cathedral. And we don't want to cross any lines here. We don't want to disrespect any authorities. But the basilica, I think that's the right word, Daddy. If I'm incorrect, please text me quickly so that I'm not shamed on the radio. But I do want to say the full name of the church. Mommy will not disrespect me at this time. The name is Holy Family Roman Catholic Church. That's affixed on the Robinson and Claridge Road juncture, right opposite of the Great R.M. Bailey, right next to Asa H. Pritchard, right adjacent to.
I just want to let you know that I'm in the 830 choir at St. Francis Xavier's Cathedral. I'm a real Roman Catholic, not them paper set. From the boat, from the womb to the
I want to say that we are good people nonetheless.
We good, we decent, yes, yes, we decent. Yes. We may have a little wine or something.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Y'all, but we decent.
Yes,
we decent.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Thompson, hold on. We have another text coming in for you. Great show as usual. Tell your guest over 60% of the jobs in the Bahamas don't pay people a value. This other text reads, friends, lovers, family, if homeboy could get a consultant job as a buffoon. No, I can't read the rest of that. Mm-hmm. If certain people can get consultant jobs and I am not even employed, 3 master's degrees and no job. Ma'am, do you know what I do? Oh, wow. Ahmad, you may need to contact this person because this person may need your help.
Okay,
I'm going to give your number to Mr. Thompson.
Please do.
This is another text. Everyone knows that in the Bahamas, you are most likely hired based on who you know, not what you know. Sad. Do we have a caller on the line, Arlington? They hung up. Okay. Mr. Thompson, what do you do when you're faced with the... we have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the line.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Good. What's the name of that gentleman?
His name is Mr. Ahmad Christian Thompson.
Ahmad Rashad. I am a Christian, but my name is Ahmad Rashad Thompson. Sir, please pardon, can the Nikshara slip? It's not, that's okay. We blie her.
No, I listen to you all, but I just was saying, even though it's T-H-O-M, mm-hmm. I think he pronounced it Thompson.
Right, but at St. Francis, at Xavier's Lower School, where I attended, where Sister Genevieve Brown was the principal, she taught us that T-H is Thom, as in Thompson. So I've learned that.
I can't believe that man would sit there and let you call him Thompson, though.
But that is the proper enunciation.
Okay, then. No, I'm being rude. Okay, then.
That's all you wanted to say?
Yep, I listen to you. It's a good show, but I have a last name with T-H also.
Yeah. What is your last name? What is your last name?
Same start with T-H.
Thompson?
Thompson.
I'm T-H-O-M-A-S. I wouldn't let someone call me Thomas.
Oh, you would? Oh, well, I don't know. Like, that's what we got taught at Xavier's. You know, that's what Sister Genevieve Brown and all the English teachers taught us. So it's Thompson. And that's what I've been doing for the last 40 plus years, and it's Thompson.
So, sir, I don't want you to feel offended for me. I'm grateful for your concern. I am Ahmad Rashad Thompson. I agree with you. But we ain't gonna cause no confusion on the radio.
We are inclusive people,
and we're gonna bring everybody along for the journey and help them to matriculate to higher levels in life. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
I for the basic people.
Yes.
It's one piece of furniture, two pieces of furniture. It is furniture.
Furniture.
And you guys have a great day. Wonderful show.
Well. Thank you so much.
Arlington, do we have another caller on the line?
Yeah,
good morning, caller. How are you?
Good morning, my sister. How are you?
I'm well, sir.
Really enjoying the conversation, Mr. Thompson.
Yes.
Very interesting conversation. The two pieces I'd like to add on to, and it's a reality in this town for real, you know, is that, you know, you could come back with all the experience. And the two things that really irks my spirit, really, is it seems as once you reach a certain age in this country, regardless of your experience, your education, so on and so forth, you're tossed in the black box or on the back burner. And it comes down to who you know in order for you to advance after a certain age in this country to get where you can really use your expertise and talent that you've either studied for or God has given you. And that's a crying shame in a country where we are talking about advancing the people based upon their education, their intellect, their natural talents, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But yet we are ostracized and we are pushed aside. And while we watch others who are not in from our country come into the country, get these positions that many Bahamians can get, but yet we are pushed aside for these people. I mean, it's really shameful. And we talk about it, and the sad part about it is once you open your mouth and talk and speak truth to power,
you're ostracized.
What's going on? They ostracize you. They lambast you. They push you further aside. And it's like you're in this black box that you can't get out of. And I think we need to get past that if we are going to get our society fully or more employed, where our people who have spent thousands upon thousands of dollars to get their education to come back home and really make a tangible contribution to the success of this country. And that's what has to happen. But I just wanted to congratulate you for the awesome conversation that you're having today, because it is one that has been had, that's been had, and must continue to be had.
Yes,
thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate you. This has been Kendani Campbell-Moss. I've had the University of the West Indies, Bahamas Open Campus here with us today. The Fun Run Walk is Saturday. Come on out and have a good time. And Mr. Ahmad Thompson. Thompson,
yes.
Here to speak to us about the tools to land the job. Again, this is Kendani Campbell-Moss, and I'm with you again, 12 to 2, so don't you move that dial.